The night of June the 6th, 2014, Lauren wrote another letter, her last, one she had no intention for any human to see.
God, I am miserable inside, but I don't want to be anymore. I'm depressed daily. I get disrespected by Norman and the kids. I have no voice, no say-so on anything. I get mishandled by Norman in front of the kids. The only way to avoid that is to not speak, and that's unreasonable too. I just want to be happy like I was when I was free to live and enjoy life, but I am not enjoying myself and am uncomfortable 95% of the time. I am battered and bruised a lot, all for speaking the truth about how I feel. Nobody ever seems to hear me or even wants to. I feel very alone most of the time. I really wish I knew the solution. Leaving wouldn't even solve the problem. It would just make two kids without dads. I just want to matter to people. I feel so empty after he beats me around, so hopeless. What makes him think a grown man should hold a woman down on the ground with their knee on their neck? He never feels threatened by me. I really think he enjoys beating me at this point. I don't even fight back. I am running away from him. So why would he just keep chasing me to cause me pain? He's not even remorseful. He feels justified. I hate a lot of things right now, and I wish I can somehow find a way out of another way to deal with, because I am so unhappy and lonely and depressed. I hate the way he beats me around, not getting paid, working for his benefit only, being so controlled, him punishing my kid for anger towards me, feeling alone, feeling so afraid all the time, not being appreciated at all, being disrespected by Maximus, Maximus never being disciplined, thinking he runs shit. I keep thinking we can get through this, but he thinks I am the only problem. I'm stuck in a nightmare.
Lauren never got the chance to wake from this nightmare. We will begin in the next few weeks to journey into the dark world that led to the murder of Lauren Brown Smart. Join us.